Blog Talk Radio.
It's time, y'all. It's time once again. Lift your voices up. Time to be enlightened and entertained and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend was is with a Z. Welcome once again to this wonderful Wednesday night, April the 14th. This is going to be a beautiful show, ladies and gentlemen. For those who don't know, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you, broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This is going to be a beautiful show. It's a beautiful day here in Texas, and ladies and gentlemen, you make the show what it is. This has been wonderful. Every week just gets better and better, and I want to thank you for listening, for blogging and calling. We've been on a roll here the last few weeks talking about blood being thicker than water. We're talking about last week the men chimed in and gave us some very good enlightening points, talking to the ladies about signs that he's just not being into you. And today we're going to flip the script and allow the ladies to do the talking and let us know exactly to the men what it is that is on their minds to give us signs that, ladies, she's really not into to you fellas. And last week we did an outstanding job for the men to just sit in the blog room, talk and open up, and I think that's what we're going to do tonight, to have the men sit out and let the ladies call in and talk about those signs and really enlighten the men and save that man and that marriage and maybe encourage that relationship. The phone lines are going to light up tonight, and fellas, just be in for a treat. You had your voice to speak last week. For those of you who didn't make it, click on the link for the previous show. And we're going to let the ladies go ahead and begin and talking about the signs and letting the men recognize the top 10 signs that she is really not into you. We're going to hear from some fantastic women all over the country. Let's just go ahead and get the show started. I've been anxious. I know you all have been anxious to really get this thing going. And we're going to go ahead and bring in our first caller to speak on the issue. We have a caller based right here in Dallas, Texas. Caller, are you there? Hello? I know you got to be listening. We have a caller on line 3. I know you're there listening. You're Skyping. For those of you who don't know, the call-in number is 646-727-3279. Again, program this in your BlackBerries and your cell phone, 646-727-3279. Go ahead and meet me and the rest of the fellas, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, and was is with a Z. And let's go ahead and get the party started. I know we have a caller that wants to chime in and speak to us. Caller, are you there? Line 3? Awfully quiet. This is your opportunity to speak, ladies. You come on and chime in and let us know what's going on.
Hello.
Hello. You're talking to me. Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
Hello, who are we speaking to?
Miss Pisces.
Miss Pisces?
Yes.
How you doing, Miss Pisces? What's going
I'm
on
good.
With you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Where are you calling from tonight?
I am in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. All right. Well, way out in Jacksonville, we got listeners all over the country who are really intrigued and want to know some of those signs for men that she is not really into you. Would you care to enlighten us on one if I can drop one to you?
I mean, it's kind of hard to say. I would think that it would be difficult for someone to not know if someone's not really into you, or maybe you just don't want to know.
You
might be ignoring signs.
Okay. Well, what about one of those signs that a man really may or may not pay attention to? One of the signs is she compares you to her ex.
That is bad.
Live.
I mean, it may be that they're doing some things that they could kind of step their game up on.
Really?
Can
you elaborate a bit?
I mean, it's not a good thing, first off, to compare somebody to your ex. That's really kind of bad. I would think that that would be a turnoff for a guy.
Okay, she didn't want to really get too much involved in that, but that's okay. That's okay. We can go ahead and move on. Well, ladies, there's a whole lot going on, and I know the fellas are really going to chime in and talk to us a little bit more in depth about that. We have another caller on the line who would like to just kind of open up and talk to us, I believe calling from South Texas as well. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Andy, it's me, the amazing Mrs. Fox. How's it going tonight?
It's going pretty good, Mrs. Fox. We're still talking about some of the top 10 signs that she is really not into you. I give you one of those signs. You care to elaborate on that and let our fellows know in the blog room what's going on?
Sure. What do we got?
Well, one of the signs that we're discussing tonight is, you know, you just really don't return his phone call. That's one of the main signs.
Wow, that's probably number one. I mean, some of the first things that happen, because we live in such a highly technical environment. You know, you get a text message, you can get a return text in, what, a couple seconds? Not very long, but if you text him, he texts you, then you don't text him back for a couple hours, he's not that important. He's like down on the rung, and nobody really calls anymore, so definitely you don't answer or you don't call him back until the next day, or the coveted, you're on the phone with him and you say, I'm going to call you right back, and then you don't call for 2 days. Yeah, you're really not that into him because, I mean, women are so impulsive and we have these emotions that kind of lead us and guide us and create this bubble, this thing that bubbles up to the top in us, and sometimes it's hard for us to contain that. So if we like a guy, he knows that. If we kind of like a guy, he probably thinks we like him, really, because women, I'm telling you, is so emotional. But somebody we don't even return their calls, no, I'm just not into him.
Wow. Okay. Well, can you stick around for a little bit longer? We're going to have some other callers maybe chime in a little bit. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Good deal. I know you're in the blog room chatting with me, fellas, and listening very carefully. Please do. We have another caller that wants to call in and chime in, calling from Texas as well. Because Texas women, man, I tell you, sometimes they can get right to the point, and they can be pretty outstanding with it. Caller, are you there? Line 7.
Hello, Annie. This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm not a Texas woman. I live in Texas, but I wasn't born and raised in Texas. But
okay.
I can't speak my mind.
Nicole, can you say hi to us?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Go ahead and say hello to Ms. Fox.
Hi, Ms. Fox. How you doing?
Hey, Nicole. I'm good, baby. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Where
Nicole,
are you from? You said you're not from Texas. You're not a Texas woman. Where are you from?
I am from New York City.
Oh,
hello.
That
Well, here we go. Come on and give us a New York opinion, if you don't mind. Some of the other top 10 signs that she is really not feeling you, or she's really not into you, rather, is you are not including regular activities.
That is true. If I am, I guess the term now is kicking it. Back in my days, that was a different term. But if we're just kicking it, you're not going to hang out with me when I go out on the weekend with the girls, or even when I go out with sometimes my homeboys. Depends on what the occasion is. You may meet my homeboys, but you won't meet my girlfriends if you're just in kicking it status. If I got a
really?
Party to go to, yeah, I won't invite you to the party. Now, I'll tell you that I went. I'm not going to hide or lie, but I'm not going to invite you to the party.
Huh. Okay. 646-727-3279. Call us. Go ahead and light us up. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Was is with a Z. Keep that in mind as we go on. Nicole, can you enlighten us a little bit more? Maybe give us a reason as to why you wouldn't bring them around?
Well, my thing is, if it's understanding, like, I'm not feeling him, we're not in a relationship, I don't feel I should have someone on my arm that I don't feel like, okay, this is somewhere I want to be with. This is a step I want to take closer. Like, for example, if you go out to a lounge or to a club, you expect to be up on your man. You know, expect to be holding his hand, maybe, you know, hugging up, dancing, having a good time. If I don't consider you to be my man, I'm not going to bring you with me because I don't want you to think, you know, you have to have the expectations, and I don't want you to think I'm being rude if I'm not paying attention to you because I won't be paying attention to you. So best bet is to leave them where they at, let me go hang out, and then when I'm ready to be bothered with you, I'll give you a call.
So you're not even trying to give him a chance. You got to stay right there in that box.
Well, if I'm not into him, there's no chance to get. You see what I'm saying? That's the topic. If I'm not into him, there's really no chance for him to get because I'm not into him.
Wow. Fellas, I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening. They're coming straight. They're coming real tonight. So we're just going to keep the phone lines going. Now, we got callers listening. We got the blog room hot. And we're just going to keep the party going. Ladies are just sharing the truth tonight. And that's what, fellas, that's what we need. And there's some other ladies that may not even be able to recognize these signs themselves that maybe they're doing this and not even really picking that up. So let's kind of keep that in mind, too, on the flip side, and maybe just keep the party going. So we have other callers that want to chime in. I know I have another caller on line 8. Dallas, Texas seems to be the place to be. So we'll go ahead and give the microphone to another caller here in the Dallas area. Are they listening? Caller, line 8, you're on the line.
I think that's me. This is Crystal out of Dallas.
Crystal, what's going on?
What's going on, Andy?
I'm hoping you're enjoying the show tonight. You want to say hello, hello to Nicole and Ms. Fox?
Hello, Nicole. Hello, Ms. Fox.
Hello, Crystal.
Crystal, you've been
Hey, Crystal.
Hey.
You've been listening to us so far?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you're going to give me my topic.
Topic. One of the things that I'd like you to touch on, and some of these men may not recognize this. I mean, this is, you know, kind of getting right to the point on a sexual level. If you're just not really into him, is women fake or?
Oh yes. Well, when I was married, I was not into my husband anymore, and it's really difficult when you're married and when you're just dating.
Okay.
When you fake an orgasm, it's more or less you want that man off of top of you. And if you are lying to him saying that I am not being pleased, you just need to get up off me, that's, you know, it fucks up his ego. I'm sorry. It messes up his ego. So you just fake an orgasm instead so you don't either get into an argument or he beats you up or whatever. But, see, I divorced my husband, but I know a lot of my friends who don't want their husband, so they'll lie. They'll make up some, you know, argument, or you stop giving them sex, period, lie about their periods being, their menstrual cycles being on and stuff like that, so that they'll go out and cheat, then they'll catch them, and then they'll say, okay, I want a divorce, blah, blah, blah. So it's more of a it's harder for me to say how dating women who are dating fake their orgasms because I'm not in that situation anymore. But now I am, and I don't know, I'm not into guys that are playing games, so it's really hard for me to even touch on that subject. But to enlighten the subject even more, you know, if we're lying to a guy, we not answering the phone calls, making up some excuse, you know, why we're not returning the phone call, or just not putting our best foot forward is more of a better explanation is why we're not into that guy. We're not doing our hair. We're not dressing nice when we go out with them. And we go out with our girls and we look like we're dressed to kill. You know, that's more my my situation right now.
Okay. Interesting. You know what? I don't know if I've been a part of something like that. I know some of the fellas are going to have to blog and talk about that because, men, we just don't know. And I think...
Yeah.
Going to be a really enlightening tool. Before we move on, ladies, Ms. Fox, Nicole, do you want to touch upon this?
I have no comment on that one because I've never been married, so I can't touch that one.
You know, I am I am married now, and I am so into my husband. You know, marriage is kind of like an ebb and flow thing, though. So I'm into him today, but check back with me tomorrow, and I will not be able to stand his ass for sure. But, you know, and when it's like that, you know, you just, you know, you're straight up and honest. And but every relationship is different as far as, you know, I don't know, is sex and faking orgasms and going through the whole thing of, you know, not giving him sex so that he can cheat. And, you know, that's a little bit too hectic of a situation. You know, if you don't want him for sure, then just he doesn't even need to cheat. Just, you know, that's why there are irreconcilable differences. But not being into your husband is not cool at all. You know, get into your husband. Find a way to get into your husband or get divorced, you know. But bottom line is get into your husband. If you're married, get into your husband.
Incredible. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend. Was is with that Z. The phone lines are staying hot right now. 646-727-3279. I have another caller who may want to come in and talk a little bit about what's going on, what their thoughts are, if they don't mind. Caller, are you there? Hello, we have caller on line 9. Are you there?
Is that me?
That might be you. Who are we talking to?
Okay, hi. How is everyone doing? I got disconnected early. I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's okay. And tell us where you're calling from.
Jacksonville.
Okay, Ms. Jacksonville. Go ahead and enlighten us a little bit. You and I were talking a little bit more about comparing someone to their ex, and I think that might be something we can also touch upon, is talking about maybe not supporting someone's ideas.
Oh, that's a strong one.
Oh, very much so. I mean, especially when you're a goal-oriented person, it's very difficult if you're dealing with someone that has far different goals than you have in life, different views. And not to say that people can, you know, it's wrong for someone to have a different idea or a different view of things, but if it's totally to the left, I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to fake it. I'm not going to hold my tongue. I'm not going to try to be somebody that I'm not. So, you know, if we're on two different pages, it really is not going to work. And
oh.
They're going to know it.
Incredible. Incredible. Before we open the phone lines and up and let some of these ladies kind of chime in, panel, what are your thoughts on what we've been talking about so far?
Well, my thoughts on a lot of the men that want to pursue these dreams on that particular subject, I have a little comment on that. It's different when, you know, their mind is jumping from idea to idea and you start supporting them in the beginning. After the third one, he changes his mind. How can you support someone like that? And that's a big turnoff to me if you cannot even stay focused on one idea and go into one extreme to another. Excuse me.
Okay. In my panel, to sit tight. We're going to open up the phone lines. Let some of these callers just speak briefly. Give us a little bit about your information. We've been having Florida. We have New York. We have Texas on the line. I think it'll be pretty cool to open up to the Midwest a little bit. And I know we have a caller calling out of the Kansas City area on line 5. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Andy. Yes, I am. This is Demetria. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hey, Demetria.
Hey.
Just a little bit, maybe in about 30 seconds or less, and kind of talk to us a little bit about what you've been hearing.
I've only heard just a brief bit of it. One thing I did want to comment, though, you were talking about faking an orgasm, and why do you feel like you would need to fake that, whether that's with your man, your boyfriend, your boo, your husband? Why can't you just speak with your, you know, the other person and just say, hey, you know, let's try to work on it. Tell him what's wrong, what you need, what you want, and see if you guys can work it out. Why fake it? And then why even get married if that person's not for you, if you're not compatible? I mean, that doesn't make sense. You guys are wasting each other's time.
Okay, I can answer that a little bit on that. When I did get married, we were very much compatible. We were very, you know, sex was exciting, and then it just gets boring, okay? Then he just stops doing some of the things that he used to do. Now, as someone who was, you know, just dating, I totally agree with that. But when you're married, it is way different. I mean, it's hard to explain. And, like, I can't remember her name. She said earlier, get into your husband. When your husband is just respectable. You can't respect them. You can't get into them. And so, you know, you do go through the divorce. You do go through the talking, and it still doesn't work.
Okay. Anyone had a touch on that?
Yeah, I did type in. I was on the chat, too. But not everybody reacts the same way to someone communicating that they're not happy. They can be very sensitive about that subject because it's almost like you're questioning their manhood. As, like they don't know what to do. You know, they might really truly believe that they are the man. They got it down pat. They know what they're doing. And they didn't work it on out because so many, you know, they've never had any complaints before. But it may just very well be that everybody's not the same. You can't do the same thing with every single person. So what feels good to one person is not going to feel the same to another. So, yes, you may not have had complaints because you're doing X, Y, and Z. Well, you can't do A, B, and C with this person. A, B, and C is not going to work with X, Y, and Z. And,
okay.
If you know, for some people, you can't tell them that. Egos really get bruised.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, let's keep that thought, panel. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We're going to keep the party going and just go ahead and keep it open. We got them calling from all over the place. And, in fact, we have a caller from the ATL, I believe. Caller, are you there, line 10? Caller, line 10 from Atlanta, are you there? Maybe they decided not to speak. Let's go ahead and keep the party open since Texas is so heavy in the house. We have another caller on line 1. Texas, caller, are you there? You wanted to call in and speak. Talk to us a little bit. Caller with a 6517 phone number. Okay, well, maybe not. That's okay. That's all right. Sometimes
yeah,
they kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I don't know if people line they're on.
Yeah, I got disconnected twice, so they may have got disconnected.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll still go ahead and keep these lines open. I have another caller. Calling out of Texas as well. That's right there in the middle of everything, and we're going to go ahead and open up that line to them. But I think we really need to, you know, just make sure that the men are listening. If you're in the blog room, fellas, this is good information. You know, some of this stuff I didn't know, and sometimes you think you know people, but in actuality, you may not really understand. So let's go ahead and keep that line open. Line number 8. Caller from Texas, your last 4 digits are 7578. Are you there?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. State your name. Talk to us. Talk to us. Who is this?
Hi, this is Miss B. I'm calling from Texas, originally from Louisiana. And one thing that I wanted to bring up, one sign that she's not into you, if she discusses how attractive other guys are and how she wants to go out on dates with other men, then that's a sign that she has put you in the friend zone.
Fellas,
I mean it is.
You're right.
You know, if she wants you to help her pick out an outfit to go on a date with another guy, she's really not that into you.
Wow.
Okay, so if someone is in that situation, are they really dating that person, or that guy just really wants to get with her and she don't know it? Because I don't understand how a woman would talk about going on a date with another guy after she's dating one person. So that's amazing.
You would be surprised. There are a lot of people that try and they just don't get it, or they refuse to see it.
Wow. See, I've been married for 10 years, so I didn't even date. I was in college at Grambling, and I really didn't date then. So this dating world is really different for me right now. There are some guys that just agree with everything you freaking say, and they have no kind of, like, they have no substance, okay?
They're missing their backbone.
Right. Yeah. Right. So they want to, whatever you want to eat, just give me whatever you eat. Wherever you want to go, let's just go where you go. You got to be the man, and they want to get upset when we don't let them be the man, because there's a lot of guys who are mooching off a woman.
Wow. I totally agree. Ooh, I don't know what happened to some of these guys out here. I'm not going to say all, but there are some guys who just got lazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a new generation.
They don't know what to do. If you're asking me to go on a date with you, plan the date. Don't ask me what I want to do, where I want to go. Just ask me something simple. Let's go somewhere simple. Then you can get to know me, and then you'll eventually find out then what I would like to do. We're not going to say, no, I'm not. You know, if I agree to go on a date with you, obviously we're going to go wherever. We can go to the movies. We can go have some coffee. We can go have dinner. We can have lunch, breakfast, whatever the case is. Just make the date. I don't need you to ask me the 20 questions about where you want to go. Are you asking me out or am I asking you out? Because that's
well, he wants you to make it easy for him then. He's like, you figure it all out and then I'll get it done. But, dude, just if you're listening, bad first date movies. The movies is a bad first date.
And tell us why. I mean, I know why, but for the fellas who don't know, can you go ahead and elaborate on that, Ms. Fox? Why?
You know what? Well, first of all, if it's a first date, you may not know a lot about the person that you're taking out, and that's why you're taking them out to get to know them. So you want to go take them someplace where it's quiet and you can talk. You know, one of the best first dates I ever went on was to the park. And this guy totally just pushed me in the swing, and all we did was talk. So, I mean, a first date at a movie is, I don't know, you can't talk, you can't do anything.
Okay.
And this is Nicole, I totally agree. First date should never be a movie. Personally, like she said, I think a first date should be like a lunchtime date. I don't think it should be evening. I think it should be around lunch, noon, go to a coffee shop. Like she said, she went to a park. That way, you at ease, you're comfortable,
you can let
your guard down, you can communicate, you get to know her, she get to know you. That's how a first date should be.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've got some bloggers on asking, well, how do we get to know if we don't ask? Well, you know what, sometimes most women are very flexible, and if you run into a woman that is not flexible, that's a good sign that she's not into you, because we are flexible. For men that we are into. I think we got some feedback from somebody back there. So if you're having another conversation or talking on another phone, just mute this line, please, because we can hear you, FYI.
I hear that, too.
But anyway, yeah, the blogger said, how do we know if we don't ask? You know, just do what you do. You can kind of figure out what's going to be fun for you or what's going to be interesting to you and what might be interesting to that person. And if she's into you, then she'll go with it. And then gently maybe plan the next outing if you took her to, like, a hockey game or something and you got to sit front row and see teeth being beat out. But, you know, just don't burden. If you ask somebody out on a date, don't burden them with the details. Make them feel special.
Yes, that's one of the most important things for a woman is for you to show her how you are and not for you to do what she wants, because then you get into the big myth that women are bossy. We are not.
I am. Hey. No.
Fellas, I hope you're learning tonight. They're being honest, and that's what we need. Sometimes that communication doesn't get through. So blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend if you need to blog in, if that blog room is hot, like I know it is. I see them chiming in. And we got some people who are quite upset about some of these responses. Ladies, how do you feel about that?
Well, if you look at their what they said last week on your show, how they going to be upset when they were women bashing all throughout the whole hour?
You know, I didn't hear last week, but I definitely don't want to bash men, and I'm sitting here looking at the blog, and, you know, Texas Scorpion talking about women fight every decision. Everything's not a fight. We could just, you know, gently ask, and because, you know, men have these huge egos that may not want to answer a question, or you know what, sometimes men do things and they don't even understand why they're doing them. So for us to ask them why they're doing them, that really backs them into a corner and put them in a very bad situation. Don't get mad at your woman because she's a thinking woman. We think. Because we've been made to think. We've had to think. And, you know, this comes from years. This didn't just start, you know, women being in control and women having to think through the bulk of the issues, even the small ones like where we're eating to where we're living. You know, we make a lot of decisions when we're going to have babies, when we're going to do this, when we're going to do this. That, you know, it's hard being a woman, especially a black woman, because, you know, initially, we were made to think because we were separated from our men and our family and our heritage and our history, and it has just come down like that now because men are not available. Men are, they can't think. They're not working. They're in jail. They're down low. They're everything. And if we just, you know, ride along for the sake of riding because it's a man there to ride with, that doesn't end up well a lot of times for us.
Absolutely wow. True.
I'm speechless. I'm listening. Fellas, I know y'all are blogging this, and share your thoughts. We have other callers that want to chime in. We have a Texas caller as well who's calling with a 282-4000 number. Caller, you want to chime in? Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Sure. This is Ms. Brown calling from Dallas.
Hey, Ms. Brown, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, Ms. Brown, if you've been listening, kind of enlighten us on what you've been hearing. And if there's any other signs that you may recognize, or maybe you want to ask our panelists what, if they care to enlighten a little bit about what we've been talking about.
Well, listen, I've heard pretty much everything everyone has had to say tonight. And, you know, just to start with the basics of she's really not into you, you know, the signs. If you work a lot, if you're a woman that works a lot, you know, if you're single, I mean, you have to take care of yourself.
Okay.
And, you know, you may not always be able to call somebody back or able to text them back immediately. Now, we may get irritated if you text or call too much, okay? And then we take our time with getting back to you when we're able to talk to you. Now, if you show, I know for myself, if you show a sign that you're extremely desperate, like you appreciate the time of the night it is, you know, you're texting and calling all day, like you don't have a job, I'm not working, that's going to turn me off. Because,
okay.
You know, you should respect the fact, I mean, send a small, you know, a text in the morning, good morning, have a great day, you know, and then once we get a chance to conversate, you know, you can ask me questions, you know, what kind of food do you like, you know, what do you like to do, where do you like to go, do you like to travel, those are the basic questions. You know, when you first meet somebody, a male should ask these questions. Then that way when, hey, would you like to go out on a date, if they've already heard what type of food you like and things that you like to do, it should be cut and dry. I mean, they hear that, I mean, and they should know. They should be listening, really truly listening to what this particular female likes, okay? Now, when you don't do that or and we're not interested, I mean, then it's basically, I mean, that's it. We're not answering the phone. We're not responding to text messages.
Wow.
To touch on a little bit as far as I've never been married, but even in the single dating world, when it comes to being into your boyfriend or, you know, your man or I would guess maybe your husband, sometimes you can fall out of love or fall out of like depending upon what that person is doing. I mean, if they have changed and they become lazy or they don't have any hustle, you can become, you might not be attracted to that person at that time or anymore. And
okay.
Just like.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Ladies, what are you thinking about? Are you all agreeing with Ms. Brown?
Yeah.
I hear what she's saying, and what she's saying is true. But my thing is with the texting, and that's another thing that turns me off when you're first trying to get to know someone. Why are you texting me 24/7 and trying to hold a conversation via text? I can understand if you just tell me, good morning, I just want to drop a line and tell you good morning. Okay, I'm fine with that. But don't be texting me all throughout the day while I'm working. Oh, how you doing? What's going on? What you doing this? Holding conversations. That is a total turnoff. That right there will make me not into you. Pick up the phone. Say, look, I'm going to call you later on this evening so we can chat. That's fine. But they want to hold all the conversations via text. Not interested.
Okay. Not only is that draining your battery, but it's also can be misinterpreted some ways because a text has no emotion. and you really can't read a text and really get a true feel of what somebody's saying. I can understand that. I can understand that. I have another caller here in Texas who'd like to talk a little bit about what's going on. Caller, your phone number ends in 0024. You're live with us tonight. You care to chime in and talk to us a little bit about it? Talk to my panel. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katina from Dallas.
Hey, Katina, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Have you been listening to?
Yeah, I've been listening. And I think that a sign that a guy knows you're not that into him is if you never know where she lives. She never invites you over to her house. And also, if she never lets you meet her family, and if she has any children or a child, you never meet the child.
Okay.
All right. And we pretty much touched on something very similar to that earlier. Nicole, not including people in their activities, you all think that kind of go hand in hand? Or is that a little bit more?
That can go hand in hand. Because if I'm not willing to take you out, it means I'm going out with my girlfriends. And I don't want you to meet my girlfriend. So with me, it'll be girlfriends. Since my family is far away, those are my family. Like, that would be my family. So, no, you will not meet them.
Okay.
And to kind of piggyback onto that, this is a new world. Women are making a lot of money. Women are in charge. Women are doing things in a big way. There used to be only the male booty call. But if she only calls you at 11 p.m. to come over and then she's tapping you at 1:30 to get up and get out, that she's not into you. That's a booty call.
Fellas, I need y'all to listen very closely to that one. I know a lot of us, myself included at times, can be guilty of doing that in the wee and the midnight hours. So if that's the only time you're really showing up, you may want to pay attention.
Absolutely. Or if she's running out, you guys are kicking it, and she's running out, she never wants to wake up with you. Women, I'm telling you, we're emotional creatures, and any woman who says that she's not emotional, I probably beg to differ with that. We want that. We want to wake up with you. We want that touch. We want all of that. We want to talk to you all day. We don't want you texting us all day because that's kind of like impersonal and strange. But, can I hear your voice or something? But if we're done with the business and we are truly done with the business, leaving, a C note on your night table, we don't like you that much. We just like your sex.
Miss Fox is on tonight, y'all. 646-727-3279. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Was it with that Z? Let's go ahead and keep it in the South. We have another caller who wants to chime in and make their point. Calling from Louisiana. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, talk to us and talk to everyone else. Who are we speaking to?
This is Angela from Louisiana.
Okay. Angela, since you're in Louisiana, we haven't talked too much from Louisiana. Maybe care to chime in on one of the other top 10 reasons we have not talked about. One of those things being that you just present herself as being attractive.
Right. I heard one of the other callers mention it earlier that if most of the time women will try to impress someone that they have just met, and if they're really not trying to do that, then that's a sign that they're not into you. Or if they're not trying to offer information about themselves or details about themselves so that you can get to know them, then they're really not into you because they don't care if you get to know them.
Okay. That's pretty intense. So you're saying that based on her appearance, you want to turn a man off?
Sometimes.
No, please no. Don't be ugly to turn him off. No.
No, I'm not saying ugly. I'm not just saying, I'm saying not at your best. Right.
I don't know about that one.
You don't do your hair. You don't put the makeup on.
Yes.
I'm doing that for me.
Well, no, that's not basically what I'm saying. It's not all about appearance. As I was saying that when women first meet a man, they're going to want to get to know them, and they're going to want to give them details about themselves so that the man will know them. If that's not important to her, if she's not offering details about herself or trying to let you in, then she she's really not into you because it doesn't matter to her.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
That's good stuff. Very good stuff. I know some in the blog room, they're talking about women being stuck up. And we hear that quite a bit. Lady, do you want to touch a little bit about that and talk about that definition of how you can get that label of being stuck up?
Well, that's to each his own. I mean, if a man feels like they're not being, oh, the woman's so into him, they're gonna label her as being stuck up. And she's like, well, I don't do that. Oh no, I'm not going there. There's those people. I mean, those. It depends on what your definition of stuck up is. If you grew up in the poorest part of town, anybody that got a job, anybody that got $10 could be stuck up. I mean, it just depends on where, what your definition is.
Mm. Intense.
Because when I go home, I grew up in a foster home. I go home to my people, they think I'm stuck up. I'm like, because I got an education? What's stuck up? Because I make more money than you?
I mean, is that the persona that some carry around a little bit and kind of give a sign and kind of turn the man off? I mean, elaborate on that a little bit. I know the bloggers are trying to really emphasize that as well.
Well, I got some friends who elaborate on that. They have a master's education. You know, they have a master's degree. They have a PhD or whatever. You know, if you can limit yourself to not put a man down, you know, talking about, well, you know, I'm smarter than you, then, yeah, those people are going to be labeled as being stuck up because they're throwing their credentials out and making themselves bigger than that person, whoever they're talking to, woman or female.
Okay. Well, ladies, you all are giving some very good points. You're being very helpful tonight. Let's go ahead and let the Texas callers keep the party going. They have a lot of questions. We have caller on line 11. Your phone number ends in 2768. Talk to us and talk to me. Who is this?
Hi, Andy. This is Shayna.
Hey, Shayna. How you doing?
I'm wonderful today. How are you?
Good. I hope you've been listening to the show. You care to chime in on some of the reasons that she is really not into him?
Sure. Actually, I came in a little late, but I apologize for that. A couple of the reasons. I've listened to some of what the ladies have said, but they keep veering off of why they're not into a man. If you look at the possibilities, a woman could not be into a man because she doesn't give him the time of day. She doesn't ask about what he likes or what he should like or what interests her for him. You know what I'm saying? You have to have some sort of interest in him. If she's not asking any questions or not taking up any time, she's not really into him. You understand?
Wow. So why are we sometimes not into men for a lot of different reasons, you know?
Right. But if you
he's too fat, he's too short, he's too tall.
It could first be because of his appearance. Because some women think the front of the book is just wonderful. They want to get to know it. But if that book has dirt on it or it's not an attractive cover, why don't you give a man a chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that. Physical attraction is always the first attraction because without that, I mean, you're not walking around with blinders on. We can see, and physical attraction is different for everybody. And so, you know, depending on what's attractive to you, that's probably what you're going to migrate to. You know, I'm 40-plus years old. I've been married several years. Love my husband, and this is my second husband, but he is kind of like my first husband. You migrate to the same type of thing because that's what you're attracted to physically and sometimes psychologically and emotionally because wherever we're broken at, because truly women are broken, that's like a woman who says she's not emotional, a woman who says that she's not broken somewhere, that's kind of strange to me, but wherever our brokenness is, we try to feel that brokenness with friends or men in those areas, so unless we get some help and fix our brokenness, we keep going to the same type of guy and the same type of friends.
And at the same time, when you ask these questions to the man and you don't like the answer, then you're not into him. Because you can ask a man, well, you see yourself 5 years and they can't answer, then he has no ambition. So women, we do ask these questions. A lot of my friends ask these questions. And then the guy sees you have everything and they want to mooch off. They want to be with you because they don't have to do much for you because you have all that you need. Excuse me. So when you ask these questions and the guy isn't as, you know, not educated, but has as much as you, the women won't be interested in that man, but that man will be very interested in you. So they stalk you, and they won't leave you alone. But you're not into them because they're not on your level.
We use the word stalk in that kind of, in that description.
Yes, I have stalkers. You see my pictures, Andy. I have stalkers.
Oh my, that's pretty hot. That's pretty hot.
And all they see is that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, fellas, I just need you to pay attention. Stalkers. That sounds like it's going to be a topic here coming pretty soon. But let's go ahead and keep the phone lines open and let the ladies continue to talk to us and talk about what's going on. We have another caller from Texas. Caller ending in 0024. In Texas, are you there? Caller, are you there? 214, ending in 0024.
She said her battery's low.
Sorry, I'm here, Andy.
Okay. Who is this again? The voice sounds familiar.
This is Katina.
Katina, you had another thought that you wanted to chime in on?
Not really. Well, I think the way you communicate with someone, the way sometimes men talk, the slang that they use, sometimes the conversation that they hold with you is a complete turnoff. So you're not that into them.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, it's like you see someone, you meet them, you're physically attracted to them. Then when you talk to them, they like, it's just their whole conversation. It's just a complete turnoff.
Wow.
It's like a bag of popcorn that, you know, doesn't pop all the way up. That sucks. I hate it when
exactly.
That happens. I hate it when that happens. And E-Dub is blogging saying women mooch too. E-Dub, women are supposed to mooch, baby.
Mooch. And do we mooch nowadays?
We need to be.
Nowadays, more women.
Because you know what? Men want to be able to take care of their women. And that, because,
that's,
I mean, some things are just naturally ordered. And a man as the head of the household and taking care of his family is a natural order. I don't care if the woman makes more money, 3 times, 10 times more money than he does. There's a natural order to things. And anything with two heads, my grandmama told me, is a freak. So, you know, you kind of like have to know where you are. And so women are supposed to mooch because that's kind of like our nature to be taken care of. A mooching man is a strange thing. That's like an oxymoron. That should not be happening.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
just like the tables are turning, and it's been on seminars all over the world on how men are acting more like women. They're staying home taking care of the kids, and, you know, it's...
Now, you know, I don't really have a problem with that one. I don't have a problem with that one because taking care of kids and being a stay-at-home mom is a full-time job. That's a hard job to do, and if he's doing a good job at it and taking care of the house and, you know, doing the things that he needs to be doing, because I totally believe that somebody needs to be home with the children.
Yeah.
Children cannot raise themselves. You know, Cartoon Network cannot raise your kids. You know, somebody needs to be there and available for children. So in the right situation, that could possibly work. And E-Dub, it's not a law. It's just a natural order. That's why I didn't call it a law, because laws can be changed and laws can be manipulated. I'm talking about the blog now. E-Dub said, who made that law? This is an order, and orders don't change. One comes before two always. I don't care what language, what country, where you are in the world, there's a natural order to things. And the natural order is that man is the head, and he is supposed to take care of his wife or his woman, and that's just the natural order. It's not a law.
Yeah, it's gotten away from. See,
these ladies are
giving
information. They're speaking from the heart. That's all I can say, fellas, is that they're speaking from the heart. I need you to really pay attention tonight because they're letting us really understand what's going on. Ladies, let's continue. I mean, the phone lines are open, the blog room is open, and we've touched on those really key 10 topics. This has been a fabulous show. Does anyone care to really give maybe enlighten us on something that we may have left out? any experiences you all have gone through that you really showed a man that you really weren't into him?
No, just basically not returning the calls. We just don't return the phone calls. If we're just, we all make up excuses. I made excuses not to go out on. I couldn't find a babysitter, and yes, I will not bring a man that I am not into over to meet my kids, because then my kids are going to look at him and be like, "Is that going to be my new daddy?" No, I'm not. No,
I'm probably not going to bring him. A man that I'm into over to meet my kids until we about to probably almost about to get married. I mean, that's delicate. This blog is crazy, Andy. Are you reading this blog? I can't get on. I just registered, and so I can't get on to actually blog. He who has a goal has the money. Or what did he say? Who has a goal rules?
Who
I don't know. Yeah, this is
no.
on the blog.
I'm sitting in my car. My kids will, you know,
yes.
y'all be hearing my kids tell my mommy, mommy, mommy. So I
can't read the blog. He who has a goal makes the rules. And if a woman makes more money than her husband, please believe she's the house. That's not true. That's not true, and that's a weird kind of house going down. That is not true. That is not the way it's supposed to be. And that's a house that will eventually fall, because no man wants to be in a house where he is not the ultimate decision maker. That doesn't mean that you don't collaborate, but he's the ultimate decision maker, and he doesn't care who has the most money, because at the end of the day, it's our money, right?
Fellas, she has a point. She has a strong point. So
I'm here to be your help meet. I want to help you. And if me help you, because, you know, it's easier for a woman, especially a black woman, to make more money than a black man. I'm a double minority. I'm getting, you know, I'm getting paid like crazy where he's barely getting a job. That's why, you know, when I was single, I was always willing to give a brother a chance because I understand his plight. But, you know, if I don't care how much money I make, he's still in charge.
Okay. Okay. Nicole, Ms. Pisces, you care to chime in on that?
Well, in the household thing?
Yeah. The forum is yours. We have to listen. This is our night to just understand.
Well, before we get to the household thing, before we got there, I was going to say, if I'm not into a man, I'm not going to just lead him on, just not answering the text, not answering the call. I'll tell him straight up, it's not going to happen. I don't like you like that. Thank you, but no thank you. That's for that topic. Now, for the household, I do believe the man's supposed to be the head of the household, and I do believe that as a family, the man and the female should sit down and make discussions. They should talk over things. And, yes, you know, if he decides this needs to be done and this is how it needs to be done, just make sure it's rational, something that's not going to put the household in a strain, something that's not, you know, going to be self-serving to just him and only him. It has to benefit the household. And as long as it's benefiting the household as a whole, then, yeah, he can go ahead and rule the house like he's supposed to. Now, if he's a man that's spending the money, not paying bills, not doing what he's supposed to be doing as a man, which means taking care of the household, then no, then he can't rule my household. And plus, we probably wouldn't be together much longer. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to point on. Because there's more and more, even females and males, not communicating, going out buying rims, going out buying a new car, going out, you know, just spinning
you
wildly.
You knew you were going to do that before you married him, though. That was a poor choice and spouse. If somebody's going out buying rims with, you know, without consulting, that's crazy.
Well, you got to look at the point. If you have no money and all of a sudden you come into some money, you start from scratch. Y'all starting together. And then also one get more and then don't want to share. And I'm going to speak from experience. My husband got into an accident and got about $1 million. I've always made twice more than he ever made. For 10 years, all of a sudden it was his. So, yeah, I divorced him. I got, you know, what I could out of that million, and I paid off all the bills, and I'm okay. But
you are
you
not
look
that
at
into him. And Edub, we're telling your wifey, we're so sorry we're off point here, but you know how we get.
Yes.
Now, have another.
No, I wasn't into him after the first year of our marriage. My situation was way different than any other person's. I couldn't get out of the marriage unless I wanted to move myself from Alaska. So it was a lot more to a marriage and people don't understand, you can't just do anything you want to do. It has to be communication.
Let's take this last caller before we have to wrap the show up. We have a caller calling out of the Midwest region, out of Kansas City. Caller, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, caller. Talk to us. Who is this? Who's talking to us tonight?
You're speaking with Lisa. How are you doing?
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, you know what, ladies? I'm so disappointed because we did not stay on topic here. I tried so hard to get in here. We really gave these men a whole lot of outs on the sign on what to look for, why we're not into them. I mean, you know, but we didn't tell them, you know, we didn't stay on topic. We just didn't do it. It's the show wasn't. It's not why we're not into them. It's the signs that show them we're not into them. So the subliminal messages. We didn't give any of that. We talked about how about we don't keep ourselves together, that kind of stuff. We just didn't stay on topic. I'm very disappointed, ladies. A lot of you got on here saying how educated you were, but you didn't even follow the topic from the host. And I really want to point that out. I'm very upset about this.
Well, if you're you have a point on what we are supposed to say, because I believe we stayed on topic. We don't call you back. That is a sign. We don't go out with you. I mean, that's the number one topic. There's no other topic other than we're not communicating with you.
Okay.
So
I
what
like
is your
to keep us accountable, baby? Keep us accountable. We did veer a little bit, but you know, it's all in getting and elaborated and getting the discussion rolling. This has been a lot of fun for me, and so thanks, Andy, for inviting me to be on. This is really interesting, and hopefully I can catch up with it on another show as well.
Absolutely. Ladies, I really thank you all for getting your point across and really, you know, helping the men understand. You know, some of them maybe didn't quite catch it. Some of them are probably not going to catch it, myself included. I may not catch all the signs, but at least we have an opportunity to get that out there and to get it recognized. So, I really thank you all for really giving us your ear and giving us your time. And, you know, I know it's almost time for us to go ahead and kind of wrap this up. Let me just kind of make my little final conclusion, because I know I'm running out of time here. And the women did make it clear that you just can't always think that it's the stuff that turns people off. I mean, I myself thought it was always stuff. That turned somebody off and that they weren't interested, and maybe there was a sign, but it's not always that. Based on what we've been doing here the last couple of weeks, it just seems like communication is really the key. And if we're not really communicating to one another and toward one another, we really lose focus. So it may not always be an easy thing to do. It may be hard to respond to some of the things that are going on, but we really need to keep that maintained. Many times we ignore the obvious and the not-so-obvious signs just because, as men, we may want to have that personal gain. But I know some of the married women were speaking and just sitting in back thinking about what was going on. You can't always allow certain things to just slip away and think that things are going to be good and let some of these minor incidents go by unnoticed. So married men, kind of pick up on some of these signs. And single men, pick up on some of these signs. Thank you all for really giving your ear and giving your time tonight. This has been fun. I learn something every time and every Wednesday that I'm with the show. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend is the show and the call-in number. Please program that in your phone, 646-727. I really appreciate your ears, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of my callers and my guests and all that who called in, thank you for expressing your thoughts and making the show what it is. If you had a good time tonight or you got some good information out this show, just do me a favor. Once again, just tell 5 more people to tune in with you next week as we be logging and blogging, and we'll talk about an outstanding subject about second-place women who come in. Log in, listen, and learn. My name is Andy Brown. It's showtime. Good night, God bless, and I'm gone.